Hey, let's talk a little baseball, can we? They're an off day down there in Anaheim. And our next guest is not only a Hall of Fame Mariners broadcaster, he's a world-renowned chef. And people that don't know this, in his downtime when he's in Anaheim, he heads over to Disney World where he is on road trips, Minnie. He dresses up as Minnie on his off days. And joining us right now from Anaheim is Gary Hill Jr. from the Mariners broadcast team. Hello, Gary. How's the park?
You know, that I am honestly in Disneyland right now as you say that. So
no way.
You are 100%. You know, it's the family trip. So my family is here with me. They are in line for Pirates of the Caribbean. I stepped out to talk to you guys because I love you so much, but you're not kidding. I am in Disneyland right now.
Wow. Pirates of the Caribbean's awesome. You got to get back in line. We'll call you later.
I know. I'll jump back in. It's a long line, so it's
yeah,
fine.
It always is, and it's the only one there, right, where you can't get the fast pass.
Is it?
That's exactly right. Yes, you got to wait it out.
It's I was just there a few months ago. It's the only one.
See, Gary cares more about his family than Brad does because Brad's out golfing today again.
Yeah, Brad wouldn't do this. Brad would tell us to pound sand. Are you going to go? Hey, have they closed? Have they closed? Because they're redoing it. Have they closed Splash Mountain yet?
Splash Mountain is closed, yes. Yeah.
Terrible.
Finley, my oldest, is upset by that, but... Yeah. We'll be okay.
Are you a roller coaster guy? You're gonna go to Space Mountain? You're gonna do the Matterhorn and all that?
I'll do a couple. Probably not those two though.
Oh, you don't like them? See, I don't like roller coasters.
Well, I'm okay with them, but I can't wait in line for an hour to put myself through that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't really enjoy it, and I'm gonna wait an hour for it. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
What's a day at Disneyland cost for a family these days?
everything I have.
I mean, are we talking 500, that type of thing?
No, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's up there, man.
It's
because
you,
what
that.
Are closer to 1,000?
I mean, how many kids you have?
Two.
Yeah, I mean, you factor two. In like to eat there, the ride.
Well, you got to factor the whole. This isn't all. We're here all day because this is the one off day. So. It's all day, food, the whole thing. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I don't want to know, honestly.
Yeah, you don't want to know. Hey, you know what's got a good lunch?
Total, I couldn't tell you.
Who's got a good lunch, really, I like it, is in, right by the Pirates of the Caribbean is that little, the one right next to the Louisiana restaurant that's right there.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I'm right by there. Right
good
now.
Spot.
Yeah,
really good spot.
Oh, by the way, thank you for the dinner suggestion in San Diego.
Did you go? Did you guys go?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah, it's a good spot. That barrio up there and by the zoo in San Diego. San Diego, do you find yourself wishing, why do I not live here?
San Diego's the greatest. Yeah. I'm always so mad that it's always a two-game series. And it's like, it's not long enough for San Diego. Oh. Those should be the four-game series.
Hey, this was kind of, someone had wrote about it or I saw it someplace. And it was a great description of these two games. And again, Gary Hill Jr. is with us, Mariners. Broadcast team, and where it was the good and bad for both teams, because both teams are kind of stuck in this like weird season right now. Expectations are not playing up to their expectations, where you saw the good for the Mariners and the bad for the Padres in game one, and then, you know, the potential of both, and then you saw the potential of the Padres in game two, and then the bad of the Mariners there in game two. So kind of a weird series and kind of a weird last few starts, it feels like, for George Kirby.
You're right on both those things. I kept thinking that in the entire series against the Padres, where that it's a mirror match in a lot of ways, because both teams have sky-high expectations, and both teams haven't met them yet, and both teams are looking for the spark to get it going, and both teams had one of those games. Like, I thought the Mariners' first game of the series was exactly what they want to do and how they want to play. The starting pitching was excellent. Gilbert was great. Bullpen was great. They had long, solid at-bats, knocked the start out early, and they hit a couple of home runs. It's like to script how the Mariners want to play. Game two was not, and that was the Padres team that we kind of expected coming into the season. Soto, five hits, Machado, the whole thing. It's weird when you look at their lineup, how they're not good offensively. It makes no sense. And, yeah, the Kirby thing's so odd. He's been so consistent and so great all year, yet these last couple of times – or not, you know, the time before against the Yankees, it was great. Time before that, he struggled. This time it was really strange. I felt like this start hinged on a couple of plate appearances where, I don't know, if he gets through Sanchez, I feel like the start is different instead of the home run. And I felt that way about Carpenter. It's just, he had him 0-2, and they scored their first run because he just left it over the plate for Carpenter to hit. And that's just not something you usually see from Kirby. But a strange series, and you were hoping after the first game that they would really build off it in game two, but now you're hoping after an off day that they can get things rolling against the Angels. Because the reality now, when you look at things, they're staring up at a bunch of teams. The Angels are one of them. So it's important when you have fewer cracks at teams in your division that you take advantage of it. So they'll try and do that starting tomorrow.
Okay, Gary, I'm a negative guy at heart, at nature. I admit it. My glass is usually half empty. I'm cynical. I'm skeptical. I'm all those things. But well, I mean, you're not
aware of any of this.
Yeah. You're not like that.
I had no idea.
What could give? What about this team should give me hope? I mean, seriously, because I mean, there's so many reasons to not have hope anymore.
Wait, about, you know, the Mariners or about life?
well, everything for that matter. Why do you think I drink so much?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for narrowing it down, because I didn't know which direction we were going. This is what I'd say. I feel like you could have said the same thing about last year, and we saw how last year turned out. I would say the rotation is still really good, and I know they've had some hiccups, but when you're rolling out Castillo, Gilbert, Kirby, three year fifths, that's really solid. That's a really good threesome. And I still do feel like, and I know we haven't seen it fully yet, although like Teoscar's been better, there are track records with their offense. You're not asking guys, except for probably Kelnick, who's in a different boat than everyone else, you're not asking guys to do things they've never done before. You're just hoping that they can revert to what they've been in the past. And if you couple what the rotation has been with what you're hoping to see, what the guys have been in the past, and you're not asking for 8 runs a ball game, you're asking for 4 or 5. And if you do that consistently, they can put a run together. So that's the hope, I think.
Is the word?
Immensely. Yeah.
You don't seem fired convinced. Up now. You don't seem convinced over there. You seem still down in the dumps.
Gary's a Coug, man. I'm going to listen to what he has to say here.
I think that I guess the flip side of it would be this, Gary, would be the teams that are now, like opposed to last year, there are more teams playing better now, especially, you know, in the American League East. And, you know, with the shortened schedule, but with the, you know, you're not playing, you know, you're not going to play the A's 19 times anymore, right? You're playing everyone 13 times. And it's been mentioned before, like the AL East is not going to cannibalize itself like it probably did. I mean, there's just teams that are playing so much better in front of them right now. And it just seems that they are not being able to take that next step where they left off last year. And I would ask this, I don't, on the horizon, whether it's trades or what they can do, it doesn't seem like there's much out there as of now. And I know a lot can change here in the next month or so, but it just feels like the core of their guys are the ones that have got to turn it around.
I agree with that 100%. I don't think there's no one you're calling up. There's no one you're bringing in that is going to make that kind of difference. It's who's here. I mean, it's the guys here that are going to make the difference. That's the thing. And that's what we're kind of waiting on. So I think you're 100% right on that. Like there's no one riding in to save the day. Like it's going to be this group of guys to turn it around. I mean, maybe there'll be some guys to help on the margins. You know, maybe Dylan Moore comes in and helps against lefties, that kind of thing. You know, Munoz is back, obviously. That's a big difference maker, but it's this core. That's the thing. I mean, it's Julio and Teoscar and Suarez being better, and just go down the list. That's what it is.
His name's Gary Hill Jr. He's the one that got out of Edward R. Murrow School of Communication. Everyone's envious. They look up to him. And why he hasn't won. Have you been awarded yet, like a Murrow Symposium Award yet? I mean, we're not going to get one, but I think you should. I mean, you know, besides, you know, the greats, Koppel and Rather, when's your turn?
I am never going to win an award, mostly because I'm not deserving of any kind of award, really. I mean, that's why. It's the – they don't really award mediocrity. So,
well,
you know, so, Puckett and I,
that hurts me.
They give us
and
a show.
We haven't won anything either, Gary.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is sad, and it's a reflection. I look in the mirror every morning and go, hey, mediocre is good. It's okay. It's fine. Hey, I said we had Goldsmith on, I don't know, last week, 2 weeks ago? When did we have Goldsmith?
Last
two weeks
ago.
Yeah. I said, rough. I'll be honest with you, rough. I said this to him, and I've told you this before, probably in private and stuff, but the chemistry between you two is unbelievable. It's great. It's like a comedy routine. I wish I could listen to more and more and more of it. I mean, if I was put in charge, I'd more of it, but this is great. You guys do a great job. You do a fabulous job calling games, running the ship there, pre- and post-game show, and also calling the games. Keep it up, man. You're doing great. Get back to your family. Enjoy Pirates of the Caribbean. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for that. And it's all pretend with me and Aaron. We actually don't speak off the air at all. So yeah, it's all an act.
You're the best. See you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Talk to you soon.